celebrate diversity as a central theme. The topic has changed slightly over the years. At first, there was the development and the focus.
Thank you. Hun ble øyne. Hva skjønner han?
Hva gjør jeg?
Hva hvang gjør jeg?
Gi frisk er han syktes.
Han er syktes, hvilket skilling er mulig.
Unit 6, Unit 6.
You see those dignified-looking creatures sitting on the rocks? They seem to be saying, "These are our rocks, and you better not stay too long." Sea lions do say a lot. Unlike some other members of the seal family, sea lions talk to each other all the time by honking and barking. And adult males make a bellowing roar. Sea lions live together in herds. One male and many females. Maybe that's why he roars so much, to make himself heard by all the females. Well, I can certainly hear him. I think he's telling us to move on. Okay, sea lion, we're off to our next stop. We're pretty lucky to see them too, because snow leopards have a kind of light skin color that blends into the snowy background and keeps them hidden from the wild sheep and goats and birds they hunt. Lucky for us, they've just finished their hunt, so they might not be in such a peaceful mood. Do you see their catch? That bird that the big leopard has at its front paws. Snow leopards are great tree climbers and do most of their hunting at dusk. That's probably how they caught the bird, high up in a tree in the dark. Well, let's leave them to their dinner and head for a warmer climate. It's getting pretty cold up here in snow country.
Show of Ashley J. Hattles.
zebras in the background running away, you may ask? Simple. There's no danger. The rhinoceros only eats twigs and leaves. It's lions and hyenas that the zebras have to fear. The rhinoceros fears no animal. Although lions will occasionally attack a young rhino, when they're fully grown, their thick skins and huge size are usually enough to make other animals give them a wide berth. And here's something interesting. You see that dangerous-looking horn? It looks pretty sharp, doesn't it? But it's actually made out of material that's like thick, matted hair. Well, hair or not, I wouldn't want to get too close. Let's move on. I wonder if the next mammal we'll meet will have horns.
Listen to the dialogue again, and then answer these questions.
Koha brewing riffle.
Ha marshally agus ranage a brewing riffle.
Je ha dolf e kroonage.
Sometimes called a wapiti. That's probably one of his females standing up closer to the tree. Male elks are called bulls, and each has many females. In fact, the bulls fight with each other for possession of the females and for leadership of their herd. Sometimes, a male elk will have 50 or 60 females, but usually they take only a dozen or so. You know how to tell the male and female apart? That's right, only the males have antlers. At one time, elk roamed all over the United States. But their numbers were reduced by hunters who were after those antlers. Now, most that are left are in the Northwest. But some are being brought back to other parts of the country and are protected by law from hunters. Well, we certainly don't want to harm them, so let's keep moving. Giant forest hogs like to eat grass and berries and little insects. I think we may have disturbed their dinner, as the father is giving us a very suspicious look. I'd better warn you, giant forest hogs can be very fierce if they think members of their herd are in danger. So we'd better not let him get too suspicious.
Somebody will talk to a reporter and tell them that's exactly what happened to them. Listen to it. I have had the woman's intuition about listening to someone or being cautious of someone.
Ingen med kaptenjen kerst has. Han är dullig.
And then you find out.
Hello. Han är med kaptenjen jag har hört.
Peter, that you were absolutely right that this person was a bad person.
Hello. Mach kallas för ögus kainbald. Va magrib.
Gabba puneska. Lerachat grem.
Voice. Where it comes from, why it happens.
Tap. Furich of minich.
Parache.
Example of something like that. In your life,
read through the Apogen Kutramach and
whom it happened
of this unit in the book.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Say in the following situations.
Very unusual weather we have.
Well, McRae.
Real hard in the
80s. How would you ask someone if he is Murdo MacDonald?
Well, turn this thing.
See what I mean? Now, who else could just turn its head and feast on the choicest leaves at the very top of a tree? A giraffe, of course. Look at those long necks. I wouldn't want to have to make sweaters for these creatures. Those necks grow as long as 6 feet or more, and a full-grown male can be as tall as 18 feet. What a basketball player he'd make. Not only is he tall, but he has eyes that can see almost everything around him without moving his head. But giraffes do have one strange problem. Because they're so big, they find it hard to get up off the ground. So, they usually sleep standing up. We'd better get moving, just in case this group is getting ready to turn in.
How would you ask Joan if she can hear you now?
The big one here in Northern California.
How would you say that you don't want them just now? How would you ask someone's pardon?
Balav.
How would you excuse yourself to Callum?
Gav Molishkal Callum.
Then at the Hawk. Unit 8. She Mullach Ahaum. He is from Mull.
Rippling up and down like it was a piece of paper in the small glass windows.
Rippling back.
Of one running through the forest, you might think it was a zebra. That's because it has stripes on its body. But these are bungles. They look a little like striped cows, don't they? They're plant eaters, like so many of the animals we've met. And they're very, very shy. so we better move out of here quietly, or they'll be off in the forest as quick as you can say, next mammal, please.
Good night.
We borrowed a bag.
Oh. All right. This morning, and you're still not home. Bye.
Pandas eat mostly bamboo shoots. That's why they have such big heads. They need strong jaws to cut through the tough bamboo. And get this, pandas feed 10 or 12 hours a day. Maybe that's why they're so rare. They're probably too busy eating to think about making more baby pandas. Well, we'll leave them to their all-day dinner. See what's coming up next.
Just wondered if you made it home yet. Give me a call. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you. out, baby.
Knock it off. What happened?
Nothing happened. Haven't done anything but sit.
Desires.
his thick fur coat, he doesn't worry about the cold at all. And his creamy white color makes him difficult to spot against the snow. That's bad news for seals, the polar bear's favorite meat dish. He's a fish eater, too. Though he may look clumsy, don't be fooled, he can swim a lot better than we can. Grow more than 9 feet tall and weigh over 1,000 pounds. And many of them live lives on moving ice floes and smoke, never coming anywhere near the mainland.
Diet for minutes.
Well, these fellows while I'm out for an afternoon stroll. Well, one more stop to make. Guanacos can run as fast as 33 miles an hour.
Uharich, hi akra kre ilen uava sofria aha mule.
Check the jetav.
They'd all come to a quick stop if the leader of the herd got hurt. Instead of running away, they'd stay and try to help him get back on his feet. Well, it's time to get back on our feet. Last leg of our journey.
Kwasta Hashavain.
Shepamavarach, a hanumse.
I had the gra, gre, a just snook, a hanumbarai, hain.
Mammals from all over the world, from way up near the North Pole to the hot jungles of Africa. Now it's time to go and meet them again. But this time, just with our crayons. Start back on page 2 and color all the mammals you can see. If you want to know what colors to use, look on the page opposite each picture where it says, color it. And while you're coloring, don't forget to play the tape again. Have fun listening and coloring the mammals. So long.
Oh, she. She ile.
Oh,
Behind you.
Oh, high court.
What?
And your skull.
A vid. I at the crab to be the at one of us of me go gar.
Oh, and you. Check one word, and
listen to the dialogue again.
Coasos.
Atol.
And yet, yeah.
Celebrate diversity and essential things.